Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood, and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122. It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
It's show time.
Go ahead.
How's everybody doing today?
Brian Cash.
Another one in the books,
we
as we said.
Again.
Another one in the books. I don't know. My volume is down here.
Oh.
Is that it right there? Say something.
Follow the cord.
There you go.
Anyhow,
we got Miss T, but she doesn't. That's my nickname for her. She's on Dunedin T Fitness, right?
Is she?
Fit to a T.
I think it's important to know the name of a business. Like, how'd you come up with that name? Put your heads up.
Actually, that just was inherited from the old owner. So she was Teresa. So she let me have that name, and I just kind of kept it. She was there for about 7 years. So.
Yeah, I think it's important because someone was describing something, right? And I thought they were describing me and I was hurt, but they weren't trying to hurt me. They were just talking to a group.
Right.
And what they said was, oh, when I came into this organization, I had a pot belly and my arms and my legs were weak. Because they were a couch potato, just. And I thought, wow, that's me right now. When you get the older you get, well, you lose muscle mass.
Exactly.
Is that true?
Yep.
I think my feet are shrinking, man. I just bought a new pair of shoes that were 12, and now they're loose on me. I'm like, whoa, I got to go back and bring these back and get a size 11.
Right.
So it's important. You know, you can live a lot longer because he takes care of himself.
I eat very healthy. Very right. Well, I had to. I was breaking out in hives for like 10 years. You know, I mean, I had inflammation. Like
food allergies.
Yeah. Well, I was eating chickens, pecans, walnuts, you know, every day and a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. And it was breaking me out of hives. I never knew. I took my blood work and they're like, you're days away from having a heart attack or stroke. I said, what do you mean? I'm 30 years old.
Right.
They're like, they're like your inflammation around your heart is at 3.75. It's supposed to be 0.75.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Jay, don't be scared, but stop eating what you're eating. You know, and she gave me this list.
Right.
And pecans, walnuts, dairy, eggs, chicken, mm-hmm. Codfish, mint. And I'm like, I brush my teeth with mint every day. Right. And she's like, well, that's the little steps that you need to take to move into the right direction.
Right.
3 years later, she was almost in tears. She said, nobody listens to me. She's the holistic doctor.
Well, that's wonderful that she did that.
She said nobody. She said nobody does this. She's like, I want you to be the poster child of this, of the eating healthy, of, you know, being positive. Because she said, look at it. She said people would eat cookies every day and cheat, eat mm-hmm. ice cream at night,
yeah.
go to the fast food joint real quick and go eat a burger just because they're hungry. You know, it's on every corner, so it's just calling to everybody. They can't help it. Yeah. But I said, I don't think so. I said, I'm not getting out this easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a fight with a lifetime, and I ate so much goodness. I was mostly eating vegetables and fruits for a good 3 to 6 months. I almost died.
Yeah.
I had no protein. You know, you have to have a happy median. You know, I lost about 30 pounds almost.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but right now, she's like, you conquered your gut. I said, did I?
Right.
She said, now, slowly introduce it again. I said, I don't want to. I was scared.
Yeah.
I said, I go in a grocery store and starve. I said, no, I'm scared. Yeah,
I say that to people because I went to Institute for Integrative Nutrition out of New York because I had gut issues. So I took master courses after that for hormone health, gut health, to help myself, and then I could help others as well.
We have to.
I found that out that I was allergic to lots of things, which helped my fibromyalgia be worse. So.
Well, I think that's a big thing right now. They should, you know, they don't tell you this, like the regular doctors with the holistic doctors, you know, they don't, it's like taboo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you tell a doctor, hey, I want to eat healthy, whoa.
Well, there's a magic pill for
you. You
got to
eat these pills, you know, hold your horses, hold the phone,
exactly.
High up silver away, you know, they send you away, you know, but so I had no insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, and then I moved a whole rock warehouse. It was crazy. It was a flea market boot that weighed more than the flea market, you know, literally. It was like 80,000 pounds of rocks.
Yeah.
So after we moved it for like 2 days straight, my arm was numb for like 3 weeks. Two
mm-hmm.
weeks. I said, oh, man, I messed up. I said, oh, my God, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
So literally my buddy's like, Jay, why aren't you moving your arm? I said, I'm scared. My chest is hurting on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, you should go get that checked. I said, I have no insurance. And he's like, and so the last thing I did, I said, you know what? I was dating this girl and she was making fun of me because she kept like a, you know, she was trying to get in between me and my daughter. And I said, no, my daughter comes first. I'm sorry, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she started making fun of me when I said, I'm leaving. I'm sorry, I got to go. Well, you pimple face. Oh my God, yeah, blah, blah. So I said, oh, so I went to the holistic doctor for my pimples and my cystic acne. And I wasn't even, you know, I'm so tough. I'm like, who cares about the arm? You know, like I'm a robot, Treasure Man 3000. So the next thing you know, I said, I ate good. I took myself. I took a step back because honestly, my whole life was a solar flare. Mm-hmm. Anything I did, I just went for it. Yeah. I didn't stop. I just kept going. I just kept, conquering my dreams and hopes and prayers. I dug so deep. I found myself. You know, and then that's when I realized I had to take care of myself because the first step is you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're taking the steps.
Well, that's why I tell people to make a commitment. I said, you can't come in here, once there, just one day, one month. I said, at least 3 months it takes you. And you're making a commitment first for yourself and then to me. So, you know, you have to make that choice that you want to make yourself healthier.
Right, it's like being a good Samaritan. You don't just do it one day.
No. Well, it plays with your mind and everything.
And it's hard. I understand.
You have mental, physical, correct, and spiritual.
But especially now with COVID and the immunity factors, everyone's so worried about masks and everything else. Well, why don't you keep moving, get off the couch, because you're staying active and fit is going to raise your immunity and fight whatever else is going on.
Right. And then also, too, is like for depression, right?
Exactly.
Right? Yes. So you move a muscle, you change a thought.
Exactly.
Right? And that's the deal for depression. So you keep active. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you there? Oh, wait, let me just ask. Nico, you there?
I am. Hey, guys.
What's up, Nico?
Hello.
Nico. So, like, I don't like asking this on the phone, but, like, the radio. You know, like, do you have anything going on with you physically that you are concerned about?
No, I take pretty good care of myself.
You play hockey, right?
I do. Jiu-jitsu and ice hockey. Like, I'm pretty active.
So you get it then. Like, you do what we're talking about. You're doing jiu-jitsu, and then you're doing hockey. So you're very active.
Yeah. We grew up active. So my dad was a judo coach. Aside from owning the pizza restaurant, he was a judo coach. So I started judo when I was pretty much 6 or 7 years old, and we just grew up healthy. We grew up taking care of ourselves, taking care of our body.
Do you have any questions? We have say the name of your company.
No, Fit to a T.
Fit to a T, and she's a personal trainer.
I need that to get my muscle back. Look at that. I broke my arm, and I never got the muscle back from it. You know, when
so
I was
do you
kid.
Have any questions for her, Nico?
Oh gosh, you know,
she's a personal trainer.
And yeah, well, I heard you guys briefly talking about the nutrition factor too, right?
Right.
Right. I went to school. I'm a certified nutritional health coach. I have master courses in gut health, hormone health. I'm certified. I went to massage school, so I do a lot of therapies on people. I'm also a chiropractic assistant. So
live on Facebook.
Wow.
You know, I have a million followers all around. If that's okay.
I'm used to that. I used to be on another radio show.
I should ask first. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, Nico, so you have any questions for my friend?
No, I think it's wonderful, but one thing I found out that killed me for a long time was after a lot of trial and error and mistakes, I found out I was allergic to sucralose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What are you allergic to?
It's sucralose, but it goes by the counter name of Splenda.
Yeah.
It's fake sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Right.
So that's hard, because most things have sugar in it.
You wouldn't believe, until you can't eat it, how many things have sugar in it.
Yeah, lots of sodium, lots of sugars. That's the thing. If you have more fibers in foods, it actually ixnays a lot of the sugars that are in them, so that's
what
helpful.
Is? Well, there's so much sugar in potatoes. You know, it blows your mind how to eat healthy or not. Listen, you have to stay
right.
In
Nico,
it just really
what,
blows
what
your
is
mind.
What is a fiber? I know that sounds, you know,
yeah,
I think sometimes,
microfiber? Yeah, what is that?
You
yeah.
know, and I'd be upfront with you. Sometimes I'm really stupid, right? But it goes to my benefit too, because I'll ask questions that some, am I the only one that doesn't know what fiber is? Like, I know it's roughage with salad. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. What do you want to help with your gut?
Well, they say up your fiber when you're older.
Right. Yeah. Right. And like say like low glycemic foods or low glycemic fruits. A banana is going to be high glycemic, so your body can make it into sugars really quickly and you store it as fat versus if you eat a pear. A pear is lower glycemic than an apple. It has more fiber in it. So
what is it? What, let me ask you something, Nico. Do you know what a fiber is?
Yeah, I mean, we try to incorporate. That's why we don't have, for my son, I don't let him, for example, drink orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from it, orange juice is probably just as bad as soda because what we do is we blend things in the blender. We'll do, you know, strawberries, watermelon juice and things, but we'll leave the fruit in there. Because from what I understand, and you guys, you certainly probably expand on that, you know, drinking it with the fiber in there, the fiber slows the digestion or the pickup of that sugar into your bloodstream. So, you know, a lot of people, and even at the restaurant, we don't carry fruit juice for kids because, to be honest, it's not a lot better than soda in regards to that. It's all sugar.
Correct.
It all hits the bloodstream.
Right.
But if you're mixing it with the actual fiber from the fruit or the vegetable,
mm-hmm.
now you're slowing that uptake, and they're not going to blast it with 36 grams.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a lot to remember. But, you know, I think, too, going back to when I grew up in the Midwest, my grandmother taught me to cook. We had our own garden. We had a cow farm across the street. So it was that sit at the table, have a conversation, we all eat together. And I think the way our lives are today, it's hard for families, but it's something that I think we really need to go try to get back to.
It's beautiful.
You know, because it's fun doing that.
Your mind, if you eat healthy, you don't even realize it. If you eat healthy, if you eat fish oil, if you eat little sardines, if you eat certain things, your mind is so like a whip. You'll be like a solar flare, like yo. But if it fogs you, all the fast foods, all the dairies, all the ice cream sundaes, you know, it fogs you. You're like, where am I? I don't want to get up from bed. Right. Ooh, whoa. See, you gotta.
And everybody's, and one man's food is another man's poison. So it just depends on your specific body, and our bodies change over time. So,
right.
You know, but if you eat too much of it, anybody, it's not good
for
everything
in moderation,
Nico,
isn't it?
Do you do,
but it's so good, you can't you just eat one bite, you know?
Nico, do you do family dinner like she just described? Do you guys all eat at the table at a set time?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
That is so beautiful. That's what family is about, yeah. Right there.
And I think it's, you know, you can make it fun. I always try to tell
I watch The Sopranos,
too, the children,
right?
Like kids, you can help them.
Right.
And then they'll know how to cook and take care of themselves and be healthy, too.
Right. And then what you do is if you can tell your kids take it a step further, you can't have your cell phone at the dinner table.
Right.
Right. Yeah, this is time for us.
Absolute rule, and that's an absolute rule.
Is that you too, Nico?
Yes. And I abide by it just as much. I try to set the example, so I don't do it. I don't bring the phone to the table either.
Wow. Or like the couples that are at the table at dinner and they're texting each other.
Now, who cooks? Is your wife the cook or are you the cook? You know, you never used to ask that question, but now you can. Who does most of the cooking at your house?
Oh, everyone.
So it's a. Remember back in the 50s, it was always Beaver, Leave It to Beaver. She always had a dress on.
Leave It to Beaver.
I remember, and she did all the cooking.
We're
all in the family and all that.
But there's so many ways, too. You can go out the grill, you can have the smoker, you can do it in the kitchen. So there's a lot of different things that make it not boring.
What's your favorite dish, Nico, for your family? What's your best one?
Oh, so we do like kalbi, which is the Korean cuisine. And I'll make pasta every now and then. Clearly, growing up in an Italian restaurant, pasta is a pretty popular dish in the house.
Yeah, I noticed with the kids, they always like pasta, macaroni and cheese, pasta. That was always a winner. And you know what also? Chicken fingers.
Oh, that was my go-to. Chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah,
oh,
that
my
was
God.
You put chicken fingers and fries out, you think you're the hero.
Every day.
Or macaroni and cheese. Forget about it. You make a lobster, they're like, no, I want the chicken fingers.
Yeah. I think it was especially Generation Xers, which I'm in, Generation X, is that when I was growing up, they didn't stomp on our food and our crops. I mean, it's a plastic food. Even our flour. I could eat things with flour, wheat flour. I loved wheat stuff. homemade, but now throughout the years that they have changed all that, so now I can't eat that. So depressing.
I eat brown rice now. I can't eat flours and wheat, you know, I mean, it's just right now it's just too much. Brown rice, quinoa, mm-hmm. You know, they have cauliflower noodles. Oh my God, those things are like the best.
I love quinoa.
Yeah, so Nico, tell us what's going on with Brian Scott, the commissioner of the whole county. And you know, the commissioner of the whole county, he controls the purse strings, right? He's the guy that writes the check. Nothing gets done without the county commissioner. So if there's a project, you got to go to him to get the money. So this is what Brian Scott's going to be doing. And I was just going to ask, like, what's the event about there, Nico, for you're doing for Brian Scott?
Yeah, so Brian Scott's coming in. He's running for the Pinellas County Commissioner, and he's going to be coming in on this Saturday, August 13th, from 4:30 to 6. And it's beers and pizza with Brian, so it's going to give our clients, our customers, an opportunity to meet Brian Scott and to talk with him and hear about his vision and some of the very interesting background that he has as well.
It's unbelievable.
And the things that he brings. It is. He's just been incredible.
Unbelievable. Like, you know how you said, like, tell us your credentials again, if you don't mind. Your credentials.
Oh, my certifications?
Yeah.
Oh, I went to massage school. I'm a licensed chiropractic assistant, nutritional health coach, NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine, personal trainer, Zumba Strong, the plyometric licensed. List goes on. Group fitness.
Right, but you're all certified for all these things.
Correct. Yeah, and you have to keep those certifications up, too. I like to learn more all the time.
That's what life is, you know, right. Growth and progression.
But if you heard Brian Scott, like, he was on the radio,
mm-hmm.
like, I was just, like, in awe. I'm president. I don't know so what it was. I wish I had the list here in front of me. But he was president of this chamber. He was president of this club. He was president. And then He put together a very successful business where he does busing, mm-hmm. right? It's a multi-million dollar operation. So he's a very successful businessman.
Yeah.
So, like, do you have all that stuff that he said he was, Nico?
Not in front of me. I read through it. And
is it amazing?
It is.
It's like almost unbelievable.
Well, it helps because having elected officials that understand how the motor works, right? The intricacies of how things impact other things is so critical. Because if you don't have that, you have people making decisions that on the surface may seem harmless or, you know, some people may like or dislike. But underneath, right, is kind of like the iceberg where there are so many ramifications that aren't thought through. So if you get somebody who understands the levers, right, and when you move lever A, what happens to, you know, how the overall equation moves, it's such a blessing for businesses that are, you know, in a tough economy right now. In any
tune into the radio, guys, if you want to hear.
You know, the post-COVID is a little tougher, plus the inflation, plus the labor market. So it's exciting, and I'm really looking forward to our clients being able to kind of just sit down and have a beer with him. Mm-hmm. Hear about the great things that he's done.
Yeah, to be, if you have stick in the ground signs, put them up now.
Okay.
Like, you know, in other words, put the stick in ground signs up now, and then I'll say this: every first beer you give someone, I'll pay for it.
Sounds like a lot of beers, Brian.
Hopefully not.
Have 1,000 people show up.
A maximum value of $100, like my coupons.
Yeah, all right, I'll be there first.
Special guest that just arrived.
Oh my God. Let's all go, guys.
Lizette and Steve are here today, and they brought some friends with them.
Unbelievable. Wow. You want to meet a classy lady, this Lizette and her husband? They're unbelievable. So
yes,
that's good.
And we've been showing food from Cricketers Pub, which we're about to talk to in a couple minutes.
But is that amazing? So anyhow, this guy, Brian Scott, he comes in here. I just think he's down to earth. You know, he looked good, right? Because he had fresh pants. I hate to say this, but, like, he, you know, dressed for the money you want to make. So dressed for the part you want, the commissioner. But he had nice shoes on. Not fancy, but a nice khaki pants, clean cut. And he had a nice pressed shirt, but you just knew that this is a man, right? Just by, if you didn't know, like, at least he was dressing for the part, right? So But then when you talk to him, he's just so down to earth. I mean, he's really, like when he was saying, and then I asked him, why are you so down to earth? Do you know why? It's similar to your story. He had to wash all the buses when he was a kid. No free ride for him. Right. And that's, I think, too, is are we trained as children, right, to have good work ethics?
My dad worked me hard. He said, I'm buying you a car, son. You're gonna. He had three cars in the driveway. And I was like, Dad, can I drive one of these? He said, you're going to work for this thing. He had me working hard, taking out the trash, raking the leaves, cutting the yard with my teeth, pretty much. You know, pretty much. You know, he's like, clean everything.
How about you, Nico? Did you have, because, you know, you grew up in a pizzeria type deal. How was the work ethics taught to you?
Yeah, we worked, right? We were a very small pizzeria in Birmingham. So, you know, it wasn't the moneymaker. It wasn't, you know, money rolling in. So we worked mostly because we had to, right? I mean, I guess, you know, when your families are well off, they don't have the necessity. But we worked out of both necessity and plus it was the right thing to do. But it does teach you different things that even today, you know, in my career, the value of a customer, right? So when we would pick up the phone, someone would call us for a delivery, and you picked up the phone, you had genuine gratitude that they were calling you,
right?
Trusting you to serve them, and they were giving you their hard-earned money, right?
Right. And it's great.
Every time we picked the phone up, right?
Giving
us our rent money, essentially.
Right. And guess when the pizzeria opened up?
Tons of gratitude.
Gratitude. You know, when you have gratitude, you have good attitude. Like, the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. And then it goes the other way around. The more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about.
Yeah.
Right?
This is true.
So you guys opened up in 1950, huh, buddy?
Yeah. My grandfather opened it in 1950. And it's still there. My sister runs it. It's three blocks south of Wrigley Field up in the north side of Chicago. So
unbelievable.
72 years now.
That's unbelievable.
That have gone out the door.
Unbelievable. You made a lot of dough. Get it?
Made a lot of dough in that time.
And has it changed the way you make dough from 1950 to today? Is it still the same?
No, it's still the same.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Everything's changing.
Right. So tell us, how was your childhood? Like, did you have good work ethics and stuff like that taught to you?
Oh, yes. And my grandmother, I'm like, a lot like my grandmother. She would ask once or twice, and then no one would take care of it. She would do it. So no. I'm the same way.
Gotta get it done.
But I was taught, too, to do things like electrical work. I mean, I can do things on my house.
Right,
you
sure.
Know? Then I can do female things like cooking, or technically, you know.
No, it is female things.
No, everybody cooks. You know, I love cooking.
I like doing yard work.
Nico, she should be barefoot and pregnant, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
you can't say that no more, can you?
No, I think
that was a joke, by the way.
It was important to be well-rounded. But Mom also, growing up, had me in every lesson known to man. So I kind of lost my childhood a little bit there. So that can backfire on a parent.
So tell us about your company, like what you're trying to accomplish there.
2019, I took over the company. I purchased it. You know, and then, of course, the whole last 2 years happened, so people afraid to come work out and things. I try to do things differently. It's very customized per client based on their goals, maybe their injuries. I have a passion for helping people realize that they can still do things even if they've had an injury or they're getting older and, you know, just body gets kind of worn out a little bit. But so those are the types of things I work with. I work with the doctors. I have people that have pacemakers sometimes, so I do work a lot with cardiologists. So that to me is, I like to do that, you know, and it's anti-aging, you know, and to help people figure out what their body likes to eat and when they like to eat it.
Unbelievable.
Where are you located at? How do people get a hold of
I'm
you?
I'm right downtown in Dunedin. I am at 1059 Broadway, Suite B, like boy, in Dunedin, Florida, 34698. My website's, I'm working on revamping it, but it is DunedinFitnessCenter.com. www.thrivestore.com if you want to take a look at that. I also have some different supplements and things I believe in, and meals, done for you meals. Wow. So,
is there a number where they can call you so you can call, you know, have like a consultation? What's that? How do you say it?
Yeah. Consultation? I do a free consultation. You can also book online or you can look me up on Google, but it's 727-755-3485.
Okay, we're going to go to the traffic report right now. So we have, it's being sponsored by who? What's the name of your business?
Fit to a T.
Fit to a T is bringing this, and Cricketeers, and Pat is bringing it. He's still there. Pat Panatos.
Florida Sheriff's Ranch.
Oh. Florida Youth Ranch. Palm Harbor Barbershop. Dunedin Landscaping. A salon. The Sprinkler. Laverne. Wispy Jisper. Crowley's. And then, of course, City Night Pizza. We have more pizzerias than anything. Hi there, Nico.
They love that pizza.
And then Cricketeers is going to be on the line. He supplied us with the food. He's going to be on in a few minutes. And then we got Lizette from Beacon Windows.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 538 on the Brian Cash Claus Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Currently, our slowdowns on U.S. 19 are located more in Pinellas Park, southbound from about... from County Road 611, so that's 49th Street to Gandy Boulevard, so keep an eye out on that, or Park Boulevard, excuse me. A lot of slowdown because of the construction on the Howard Franklin right now. We have one collision southbound I-275 at mile marker 35, that's just past the hump, and I-275 southbound for mile marker 37 as well, with the right shoulder blocked. Same deal in Tampa. Moving on up to Pasco, we got some serious volume on State Road 54 between the Suncoast Parkway and US 41. So give yourself some extra time there. That goes on to the Collier Parkway as well, in both directions. Current temperatures tonight, we're looking for a low of 76 with a few stray showers but cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high of 86. Current temperatures 87 in Zephyr Hills, 87 Dade City, 86 in downtown Clearwater. More BCC Coupon Book Show coming up right after these messages. Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015. It's Florida, and your gutters need cleaning frequently. Never clean your gutters again when you call Supreme Gutter Guard. 727-600-0751. They install seamless gutters, super gutters, lanai gutters, gutter guards, fascias, and soffits. Visit them at 8168 129th Street North in Seminole. Don't forget about their 10% discount for military and seniors. Supreme Gutter Guard, 727-600-0751. Get 10% off all standard-sized vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
We're back.
Yes, Mikey there.
Mikey.
Yep, he says he's answering phones.
Oh, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone, but that's okay because he's always busy. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, we got to knock on all the doors we can.
So what's going on with the rock store?
To be honest with you, man, it's just it every day's just growing. You know, it's honestly a constant battle to just keep up with the demand. The demand of rocks right now, literally the hottest toy in America right now is rocks. Oh, he's on. Mike's on the phone.
Now
right
Mike's
now.
On the phone.
Yeah, but it's so crazy. Rocks are so. It doesn't matter. It could be a metaphysical person. It could be a treasure hunter. It could be a kid. It could be an old lady. It could be an old gentleman. Anybody. If you can tell them a story about. It's almost like an educational. It's almost like going to school without going to school. If you could teach somebody where this rock came from, what's the backstory on it, they fall in love.
Sure.
It's a volcano eruption. It's a meteor strike, a blasting. You know, this right here is dedication of the earth. You know, it shows that even on your worst days, you can make it your best. So the stones, they show you that. That never give up hope that anything is possible with a little bit of light.
There you go.
Yeah, Mike's on the phone. Let's talk to Mike real quick.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Be right back, guys.
Hey, how was your late lunch?
The food was unbelievable.
Amazing.
Do you know how many people? Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Can I count? How many people?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There's like five over here, too.
And I'm here. And here.
There's like 15 people here, Mike.
Oh, geez. I didn't send enough then.
No, you did. It's fine. I'm just letting you know that, yeah, everybody loves the food. I just want you to know, because what happened is we put out an email blast, Tammy did, that you were supplying food, right? We don't average 15 people, do we? We average like five, maybe?
Nope. Yep, just five. Yep.
Right, so isn't that something? We put out an email blast that you're supplying food and you're sponsoring the show, Cricketers.
Whole neighborhood showed up.
The whole neighborhood showed up. 15 people. Is that amazing?
A lot of smart people in that neighborhood.
Very smart, because everybody knows you put out the best food, Mike.
I try.
And then you do best fish and chips in town.
Well, that's what we're known for, one of the main things. But yes, we... I don't know. We're just known for good food. I eat here, so I don't. I'm a little bit stubborn. If I can't eat it, I can't sell it. So.
It's true. We actually have a house full out there digging into the food right now. I was showing it on the air on our YouTube.
We showed it. Did you know? Yeah.
But everybody was like, "Oh, let me get that."
Did you watch it on the internet at all? Because we were displaying. We were displaying. Tammy took the time to take into each individual piece of food. Right, and then what she did is she displayed it on the camera for like 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and then went to the next one. Actually, you should have had it out here.
Well, the problem is this end of this table cuts off right there, so that's why I hold it up high.
But isn't that amazing?
And Bobby, he can't talk right now because he is seriously loving that cheeseburger.
Too much bacon and stuff. Just
and I told him extra mouth. Bacon, too.
I figured you did. Yeah.
I really did.
And he did not disappoint. It is amazing. Great, Mike? Crispy bacon.
Didn't disappoint, Mike. That should be your slogan. Like if he was running for office, Mike, don't disappoint.
For real. Everything.
They say the simple ones, right?
Delicious. Everybody is. Seriously, if you looked out there right now, everyone is chewing. Everyone. And that's Cricketers right there on the causeway, guys. Got to go check them out. They have all sorts of different kinds. Fish and chips is one of the faves. Tell us a little bit about other things you have there, Mike.
What was that?
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the food things that you have there?
What's on our menu?
Yes. Yes.
Known for? Everything. Fish and chips, little shepherd's pie, our burgers, our sandwiches, our lunch specials, our football specials. We're getting ready for football.
You have happy hour every day, too, which I was noticing when I was in there. You had a little sign up. $3.50 for margaritas, guys. Cannot beat that.
Summer specials, all our appetizers, everything on the menu discounted from 11 to 4 every day, discounted drinks.
I got a good man on the line. Nico, you there? Is Nico still there?
Yep.
I'm going to give Nico, with your permission, Mike, I'm going to ask him a question where he can win $50 at Cricketers. Okay? Is that all right?
Okay, yeah.
And you'll know Nico. How many people are going to walk in saying, I'm Nico? Right, Nico?
Not many.
Not many. So, Mike, I'll ask Mike the question. Maybe Mike could actually win the $50 for him. Or, well, let me ask you a question.
How about this? Vice versa at either or place.
Oh, yeah. How about that, Mike?
First, show us and make sure you got the $50.
That's it.
I got it, Bobby.
Wanna
I
hold
got
that?
It.
Okay.
But that's a good idea. How about that, Nico?
Sure.
Okay, I knew you would say sure. That's Nico. Nico's unbelievable. But Mike, is that okay? You get $50 at his restaurant, and he gets $50 at your restaurant.
Okay.
And his restaurant's been in business since what year do you guess, Mike, if you had a guess? How long? What decade?
I would say from the 70s.
No, 1950.
Wow.
50. He's been in business 72 years. Is that amazing, Nico? What's the name of your restaurant?
Since I've been in.
What's the name of your restaurant?
Pat Pianetto's Pizzeria.
Unbelievable. 1950.
Yep, Pat Pianetto's Pizzeria. They're right out there in Oldsmar. Gotta go check them out, guys.
Okay, so Mike, I'm gonna ask you a question to win $50. Okay. At Pat Pianetto's Pizzeria.
Pianetto's, and you say Cricketers, and it's Cricketers.
You ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay. It has to do with Canada, but there's a sport that Nico plays with his son, and he also plays, and it's also a famous sport in Canada.
Just Canada?
Well, it's famous all throughout the United States, too, and all that, but it's originated in Canada. What sport is it that him and his son play together?
Well, let's see. We invented basketball. Okay, you know I'm Canadian, right?
Yes.
We invented lacrosse.
No, the Indians did, actually.
Yeah, from Canada. We invented Crown Royal and Moulton's and Labatt's.
But Crown Royal.
Would it be hockey?
Yay! Wow, the crowd goes wild. The 15 people.
You know, I played hockey for over 20 years also.
That's why I knew that. That's why I thought, okay, would it be something you want to double it and I'll give the 50 for the double? Do you want to take a double chance to ask what position he played or just take the 50 and run?
Well, you want to limit it to a forward or?
No limitations when you're doubling the money and it's coming out of my pocket.
He was...
Wait, before you do it, you don't have to do it. You could just take the 50 and run.
No, I'll double it.
Oh, he's a gambler.
Oh, whoa.
Spin the wheel, baby. Is there any gambling?
Wheel of rock stars.
Is there anything for gambling? Okay, Nico, you there?
I am.
All right, so you will be given... I know what position you play. Okay, so...
Winger.
I'll give you... Huh?
How about two choices? A winger or a defenseman? I say a winger.
The right side or the left side?
I don't know what he shoots, if he shoots left or right.
But that's the thing, you got to give it.
Well, I don't know, I've never seen Alvo. Does he write with his right hand or left hand?
I don't know. We're going here, Jeopardy music.
Right.
You got
closest
it right.
Thing I got.
I'm going to let you know you got it right, but you got to give, got it right, get it? Is it left or right?
So he's a right winger.
No. I just saved $50. He's a left winger. Now you win. You still win. But isn't that something? He got the winger. And he's still playing today with his son. What now, Nico, you want to get to go? You ready?
All right. Let's
Mike at Cricketers played hockey for 20 years. You see the commonality of you two? Right? So you guys can definitely have conversations about hockey. What position did Mike play to win $50?
I'm going to go with right winger.
Wow. Mike, what position did you play?
Center.
Ooh, you were the scorer then.
Center.
I did score.
What's the most goals you ever scored in a game?
How many goals? I think like four or five. It's a long time ago, Brian.
It's a long time ago. I didn't get a reward. I didn't get. Did you guys win?
Yeah, I believe we did.
Tell us.
I'll say yes.
That's cool. Yeah. So tell us again about your again about your restaurant, real quick. Where are you located at again? We only got like another 8 minutes left on the show. We're gonna we got to get everybody advertised up.
No, I was just on the corner in the Causeway Plaza.
Do you have a phone number and an address?
Yeah. Yeah. Geez, you got me on the spot. 2634 Bayshore Boulevard, Dunedin, beautiful Florida. 34698 is our zip code.
And what is a little bit of stuff you have again in that location?
What's in our my location or in this plaza?
No. What are you? Where are you next to?
I am next to Benedict's Restaurant, a few ranchers, the gym.
Okay.
There's a McDonald's up in the front. There's a Frenchie's about 100 yards behind me. My another fellow Canadian.
You can't miss him then. You got all that around you.
Canadian. My neighbor's Canadian also. It's like the Canadian corner on Dunedin.
Oh. They're going to rename it after you guys.
Hey.
Copernicus.
Do you know why Canadians say A all the time?
We're building a Blue Jay Hotel across the street from me for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, that's cool.
Four of the restaurants here. Mr. Frenchie, who came first back in the day. We all know Frenchie. So
yes.
Canucks got everything covered up here.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
I was going to say, I'm going to ask a question and see if anybody knows. You know how Canadians always say A after they say a sentence?
The East Coasters, yeah.
Why do they do that?
Y'all?
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Oh, like the Americans say y'all.
Well, no, in the South they say you all, not in New York.
Yeah. Well, the East Coast, Canada, you know, New York.
We're not allowed to say on public what they say in New York.
There you go. Yeah. This is Lizette, right? Like, can I just give you an introduction to who this woman is?
Yeah.
Okay. She owns Beacon Windows. She does quality sliding glass door repair, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's just overwhelmingly exciting.
No, but it kind of is, though, if you ever struggle to get a door open.
Right till she gets the weather stripping demo out and all that good stuff, then it's exciting.
Yeah. So you have a question for her. She does Beacon Windows, quality sliding glass door repair. Give me a question you could ask her. Either Nico or Mike. Don't all jump in.
For her?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you repair doors?
Yes.
When they fall off the track or when the wheels need to be redone?
We've done 50,000 of them.
Oh.
That's a lot. See? I've had someone do that for me before. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the number that I could use because another thing I do also is rent out properties, and I always can find somebody that I know. Windows and doors is always something you got to repair. So the weather here kind of gets the salt in the air, gets the weight of some of these things, and the sliders don't roll correctly, the doors don't lock correctly. So you can buy that stuff, like the locks and stuff, but the wheels and the rollers, I wouldn't want to take the door off myself and try and repair it.
I have a fun story about that.
I leave it to the professionals.
Good.
So years ago, I had a story about a guy that called me in the morning. He's like, hey, I want to know how much it costs to fix this door. We went over some details, which are we do rollers, weather stripping, we check the screws, we deal the tracks. Yep. We get it straight and right. And he says, oh, that seems like a lot of money, which was, you know, a tenth of the price of a new door. And so 2 or 3 hours later, he calls me again. He's been shopping around, and I don't know why he forgot that he called me, but he called me. But now I was on the road for 25 minutes, and I had plenty of time on my hands. And he says, hi, I was just wondering how much it would cost to repair a door. I said, didn't we speak this morning? He said, I said, listen, when somebody calls me twice like that, 3 hours apart, that tells me something. He said, okay. I said, it tells me you have your door in pieces in front of you.
Yeah.
How bad is it? Just talk to me, baby. I'll talk you through it. And he had taken the entire door apart and had pieces everywhere. And so I said, well, I'll tell you what, just for you, because you clearly need help, I'm going to teach you for free how to do this. And I spent 25 minutes with that man on the phone. And when I was all done, he said, would you please come here and fix my door?
Oh.
And paid me full price. Because the thing is, when you're dealing with sliding glass doors, you really need a finesse to make sure that they are tight and right and roll properly on the right tracking systems and that you have your weather stripping. And weather stripping is key to keeping our efficiency, which means we get to keep the air conditioning bill down and our air conditioner doesn't beat itself up. So that's the few things that you always have to look at. The rollers, the weather stripping, and the track. You get those things right, and you've got it made. And I kid people all the time. I tell them, we keep you on a roll. Our business is on a roll. We keep you on track. And I don't care what your problem is, we can get a handle on it.
Unbelievable.
That's the radio version.
You know, like when you say 50,000 windows, I mean sliding glass doors repaired.
Just a couple, huh?
Just a couple. Because I tell people I've been in business for 40 years. And I think that says it all. And I tell, for me, though, which is different than you, I've come 10 times in that 40 years almost going out of business, to be honest with you.
Well, and the thing that we found
the struggles sometimes.
By specializing deep into what we do and being the very best, then we were able to do other things, like we fix a lot of water intruding underneath the track in these condos on the beaches that are 35-plus years old.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real problem. So, but a lot of people don't realize you don't actually have to throw away the door. You can fix the concrete, fix the door properly, put it all back together, and you don't even need a permit because it's considered a concrete repair by the building department. So a lot of times people are being talked into very expensive new door systems that they have to wait nearly a year for that are outrageously expensive. And then they break faster than their old ones do. And if they don't know what they're doing when they install it, they still have the leak, which presents itself 1 to 3 years later. And then they end up calling us. So our goal is to teach. We teach. I have 48 videos on the subject of slider repair. And if you understand just a little bit, you can save yourself many thousands of dollars.
Unbelievable. Hey, Nico, give me the date and the time for the commissioner, county commissioner.
Yeah, sure. This Saturday at 4:30 to 6:00. And we'll have Brian Scott there running for the
county commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the guy that I would like you to meet. I don't know, because he controls the purse strings. So anytime he does something, any money being spent has to go through Brian Scott. He's the county commissioner.
Woohoo!
And they're doing a big thing at Pat Pianano's on Saturday. And then every first drink, what did I say I would do? I forgot.
You said for $100, every first person that orders a beer, you'll pay for it up to $100.
Oh, jeez.
I know. You sound like you're going to get a tab tonight or this Saturday.
But it just shows you I care.
We got 1 minute left.
Okay, so then, Mike, what would you like to say in closing?
Nothing, because I'm glad you guys enjoyed the food.
It was delicious.
Thank you.
Do you see, does anybody see how Lizette would make a great, you know what I'm saying? Okay, finish the show with you.
Guys, it's always a pleasure to have me and a pleasure to have you guys. So remember, if you ever want to come check out a cool rock, we're located in Tarpon Springs, Florida, 735 Dodecan East Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida. 34689. Also, if you guys ever want to order online, look at me up under Jason Folker on Facebook. We go live on Facebook. I buy out wholesalers.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.